This is an EMG report on patient Donald Osborne, O-S-B-O-R-N. Patient date of birth is 9-10-1965, date of visit 1-20-1-2013. Send a copy to Dr. Malcolm Field, F-I-E-L-D. Also send a copy to Dr. Michael Wertheimer, W-E-R-T-H-E-I-M-E-R. Clinical information. The patient is a 47 years old right hand Iranian Caucasian man who has had pain and numbness of the lower extremities over the last 15 years. Fred, he has also had chronic low back pain. Fred, he had lumbar spine surgery approximately 12 years ago, which gave him some partial relief of his symptoms. However, more recently he has an increased symptoms, especially in the left lower extremity. Third, he has a radiation pain from back to his buttock slash hip area all the way down to the left foot. But he has also had some right hip and right lower extremity pain. He has a numbness in both lower extremities. He reported having weakness in both lower extremities. The symptoms tend to get worse with certain activities. However, he does not feel any exacerbation of coughing, sneezing, and straining. He has history of diabetes mellitus for the last few years. Third, the patient works as a locksmith and cashier at gas station. Next paragraph examination. Weight 310 pounds and height 74 inches. In mild diffuse atrophy of the left lower extremity, especially anterior compartment muscles of the leg. Third, he had normal muscle bulk in the right lower extremity. Muscle tone was normal. He had mild distal paresis in the left lower extremity, especially affecting tibialis anterior and extensor ellipsis longus. Third, no reflexes could be elicited at knees on either side. Third, right ankle jerk was +2 and left +1. Third, planters were ongoing. He had moderate reduction in vibratory sense at ankles bilaterally. Third, he also reported decreased comfort sensation in L5 and S1 dermatomes on the left side and compared to the right side. There was no decreased sensory load on the trunk. He had an initial patient lumbar region with decreased mobility. Strelibasis was positive on the left side. Third, peripheral pulses were present. Next paragraph, nerve conduction study. Peroneal, tibial, and pseudo nerves were tested in each lower extremity. Third, superficial peroneal and pseudo sensory responses were within normal limits. Third, tibial motor latencies were prolonged, especially at popliteal fossa bilaterally, at 17.6 milliseconds on the left side, 17.4 milliseconds on the right side. Tibial motor amplitudes were low normal bilaterally. Tibial motor connection velocity was 35 meters per second on the left side and 45 meters per second on the right side there. Pronial motor latencies, amplitudes, and connection velocities were normal on the right side there. Left pronial motor response did not be elicited by stimulation at the extensor digital umbilis. Third, our pronial motor responses were elicited by stimulation at the tibialis anterior. Third, no conduction study was a little bit limited because of this morbid obesity. Third, next paragraph, electromyographic study. Quadriceps, biceps, femoris, tibialis anterior, tibialis posterior, gastrocnemius, extensor digitorum brevis muscles were tested along with paraspinal lumbar and sacral muscles as mentioned in detail separately. Left tibialis anterior, gastrocnemius, and extensor digitorum brevis muscles showed correlation potentials and positive shock waves. Third, those muscles showed polyphasic motor unit potentials with decreased recruitment and reduced interference pattern. Rest of the limb muscles showed normal motor unit morphology, recruitment, and interference pattern. Examination of the lumbar musculature on the left side reveal denervation changes at L5 and S1 levels, acceleration potentials and positive shaft free spread. Next paragraph, impression. This electrodynamic study demonstrated left L5 and S1 radiculopathy was at L5 area. Third, he seems to have symptoms mostly due to L5 radiculopathy. Third, he seems to have pre-existing S1 radiculopathy. Third, clinically, he certainly seems to have polyneuropathy, though there is no convincing electrophysiological evidence for significant peripheral neuropathy. But most of his symptoms, I believe, are related to radiculopathic process. So some of his numbness in lower extremities could very well be related to evolving peripheral neuropathy, likely secondary to long-standing type 2 diabetes mellitus. Third, it may still be worthwhile to consider surgical intervention if he continues to have persistent and progressive symptoms, especially in the left lower extremity. Third, next paragraph recommendation, the patient apparently had MRI scan of lumbar spine recently, which showed fairly extensive degenerative changes, but it may be reasonable to consider CT myelogram lumbar spine for further evaluation, but I'll leave it to your discretion. As mentioned, I believe most of his ongoing symptomatology could be attributed to lumbar spine pathology / lumbosacral radiculopathy. So he certainly seems to have components of peripheral neuropathy. Third, it may explain the peripheral neuropathy may explain some of his numbness in lower extremities. However, most of his exertional pain and left lower extremity weakness are related to radiculopathic process. Third, he will follow up in your clinic to discuss all the treatment options. He will return to this office as needed. Thank you very much for this referral. Good end of report.